Good afternoon. Welcome to this study session of the Mesa City Council. We have a lot of guests with us. We're glad to have you with us. It's an exciting day, lots happening. The first item on the agenda is to review tonight's agenda. And so we'll run through that now. First page is items 1 through 3C. Items 3D through 4B. 4C through 4E, 4F through 4G, 4H and 4I, 4J through 5D, sorry, going too quick. The computer. Right. There,
you're faster fine. Than Wi-Fi.
Yeah, there. That's true. Okay, so we went through 4J through 5D, 6A through 6J.
Mayor?
Yes.
I believe we have a slight change
that's right.
Introducing ordinance on 6E.
6E. Yes.
Mayor and Council, on 6E, modifying rates for wastewater utility services, we do have a modification to the ordinance that was published, and that is for schedule numbers SM 3.1, 4.1, and 6.1. The terms general commercial have been taken out of those titles. Nothing else has changed in the backup or any of the supporting documents for it, just the title page of the ordinance.
Okay. So with that small change in text, where are we at?
Well, because tonight is just the introduction, so we can make the changes tonight, and upstairs it will be read, the ordinance will be introduced as amended at the study session. So when it's introduced, it will already include those changes that Candace just identified.
Okay. Wonderful. Any questions from the council members? Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. So then 6F through 6J. 6K. Through 7B, 7C through 7G, 8A through 9A, and then looks like 10A and 10B on that page. Wow, still going. 10C through 11C, 12A through 12D.
Mayor, if I may.
Yes, please.
Now, on item 12, particularly with regard to the rezoning item 14 or 12C, C1412, I left at your places maps that illustrate the legal protests that's come in on this particular case. You have two maps. One that shows the full area and all the properties for the protest, and the one then that focuses it a little closer and shows the properties that constitute that legal protest, and is 39% of the property within that north boundary of the site. It only takes 25% to create that legal protest.
Okay. So, Ms. Spinner, what do we need to do with that legal protest?
Well, because they have the legally sufficient number of signatures, the statute requires a three-quarters vote for passage. So it would take six votes of the council to adopt that zoning ordinance.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions by the council members on that procedure or how we'll go? Yes, Council Member Richens.
So one's a minor general plan amendment. The other is... The zoning, and then the third item on is the development agreement. What happens to the general plan amendment and the development agreement if the zoning fails?
The general plan and the development agreement only require four votes. So potentially 12B, the change in the minor general plan amendment could pass. The development agreement could pass, but the rezoning would not pass. So the council may want to consider that, but that's potentially what could happen. In which case, you could still have the general plan change, and the zoning would not change. That would be, you could work with that. I think the development agreement causes a little bit more of a problem because the development agreement places some restrictions on the zoning.
So would it be appropriate to discuss the zoning case first in this instance then?
You could certainly do that
just,
if the council wants
to.
It's off consent, so you can talk about all of them at the same time, and then if the council wants to vote on the zoning first to see if the zoning passes by the six votes, and then you could take up... actually can't pass the zoning until you have the... Sorry, as I'm thinking out loud. You can't pass the zoning until the general plan, because your zoning cannot be inconsistent with the general plan. So you can start with the general plan, you can then take the zoning, and then you can take the development agreement last.
And Mayor, Councilmember Richens, the existing zoning on the property, the LC, is consistent with the general plan change. So there's no inconsistency there if you do the one and not the
other. That's helpful. Thank you.
Okay. So we'll just keep it in the order that it's on here, and we'll go 12B, 12C, and then 12D if there's no other questions or concerns. Okay. And so I believe that was the last of the items. And then we'd have, obviously, items from citizens present at the end of that. Okay, no questions then? We'll finish with that, the agenda for tonight. The next item is appointments to boards and committees. We have a motion by the Vice Mayor, second by Councilmember Luna. All in favor with that?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It passes. Okay, hear reports on meetings or conferences attended. Oh, thank you. I missed that. Acknowledge the minutes of various boards and committees. Item 3, the big one there. Yes. Okay, we have a motion by the Vice Mayor and Councilmember Luna as a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks. Now, here are reports on meetings and conferences attended. Anybody want to share? Councilmember Summers.
I'll throw in. We had another celebration at Eastmark. Another in a long string, which itself is going to be a long string, I think, for many years to come. This particular one, we broke the ribbon on a very nice facility at the end of the park. So it was, and the mayor had a speaking engagement. It was fantastic.
It was wonderful.
Tried to get you to sing, too. They had that.
Almost.
But no.
Right. Yeah, that was a great get-together. Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Five of us were able to attend the memorial service this morning at the Mesa Police Department headquarters, recognizing the fallen police officers in the history of Mesa. Fortunately, in the entire history of our police department, we've only lost two officers. I wanted to commend the police department for a moving ceremony, and we appreciate all the work that has gone into that, as well as your comments to the families of the fallen officers. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Other council members? I did fail to mention that we have a former council member, Joni Newth, with us. If you'd like to stand and say a wave, we appreciate all your service. Nice to have you here. Long years of service in the community. We appreciate all that you've done. It's nice to have you with us today. Okay, scheduling of meetings and general information, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, there will be a Building Stronger Neighborhoods meeting for District 5 tomorrow, Tuesday, May 6th at 6:30 p.m. at Bush Elementary School. So invite everyone out to that and in that area. And our next study session will not be this Thursday. We're going to cancel this Thursday study session.
Okay.
So we'll be meeting the following Thursday, May 15th.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, motion for adjournment. We have a motion and a second by great, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks.